Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. We're here with the Prophetic Hour with Pastor Chris, engineered by Floyd Brown. We have a special guest today. Her name is Paige Raven. Paige is originally from Venice, California. She was raised in Los Angeles the majority of her life, but she has lived in different places such as in California and Las Vegas. She went to Fairfax High School, where she received her high school diploma. She recently graduated from Tuskegee University with her master's in occupational therapy. So we would like to welcome both our hosts, Pastor Christopher, and also Paige Riven, our special guest. Paige and Pastor Christopher?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today. I am very, very honored. Shout out to everybody who's listening, especially my Tuskegee fam and my Venice, California family.
Paige, I got to get you for this one. You got to give a shout out to your mom, and you got to give a shout out to your dad.
I am definitely going to give a shout out to my mom. Hey, mommy. And to my dad. Hey, dad, I hope you're listening right now.
Okay. First of all, Paige, I want to say I'm beyond honored to have you on the Prophetic Hour. I wanted to bring you on because I feel within my spirit that you have something to share with the young people in your age range. You have a lot to share. To me, you are a history maker, and you are a dreamer. And I believe that what you're going to say today and what you're going to impart in the life of young people is going to be a blessing in their life. So I wanted to use this as a platform for you that you can tell your story. So when you use the word, let's keep it real, I want to ask you a question. Who has inspired you to be the woman that you are today?
Well, thank you again. And I know this sounds a little cliche, but it is, let's keep it real. You know, I said we're going to keep it real. So the person that's inspired me throughout my life the most is my mom. You know, to just see how she's evolved and to just see, like, you know, where she's come from. I mean, we come from the same place, but her life was more deeply rooted in it than mine ever will be and ever was. So just to see how she has embodied this amazing woman and just, you know, had me as a sheep. She was a shepherd, and I just, you know, just watched her, and I was so inspired by how she would expose me to different things and how I had the choice, you know, to better myself and to be an example to the people and my peers that were around me who were also looking at me, and my younger siblings who look up to me and just think I am amazing. So I knew that I had to be something and somebody and make something of myself and not be a product of, I mean, still being a product of where I'm from, but taking that and bettering who I am from that.
Okay. I have another question to you. As Jamiko, and give a shout out to Jamiko, as Jamiko being your mother, what is one thing that stuck home to you, words of wisdom that your mother Jamiko gave you that helped you balance your life in college?
Oh man, it's so many. She always taught me to just believe in myself. You know, the best thing that you can possibly do is to believe that you can achieve whatever you set your mind to do. You know, whatever you think that you are, that's what you are. Whatever you think you can accomplish, that's what you can accomplish. And with God, you can accomplish more than what your little mind thinks that you can accomplish. You know, she always just taught me that to just dream bigger than what I think is only possible for me. You know, she just always taught me to just go beyond that. She wanted me to always be better than her. You know, I used to look up to her, and I used to always say, and sometimes I still do, you know, say, oh, I want my life to be like yours, you know, like, because she's always had such a rock star life to me. Although she did grow up and have a difficult life, she also had a rock star life as she got into her early 20s and late 20s. And even 30s. And so, you know, she's very well traveled, and, you know, she knows a lot of people in the industry, and she has a lot of good friends. And I'm just like, wow, you know, I aspire to be, you know, I aspire to have the life that you live. But she always would tell me, no, you know, you're not going to aspire to have the life that I live, because you're going to have a better life. Your life is going to be better than mine. And you have to know that it's going to be better than mine. So she would always just teach me that I can always do more than what, you know, I just think that I can do. She always believed in me. And I think that's very important for the younger generation to know that it's good to have people to push you, because it's important. It's important to your self-esteem. It's important to your self-worth. And it doesn't matter where it comes from. Mine just happens to be my mom and other people too. I'm not going to, you know, take out other people, but it's important to have those people to give you that extra push, because all it takes is that one person to say, yes, you can, or yes, you can do it, or I believe in you, and you can literally run a marathon and just be the person you're supposed to be and live out to your full potential. So, yeah, it all just starts with believing in yourself and believing in who you are. And that's what my mom has always taught me to do.
Okay, we're going to put another spin on this. Out of respect that I have, honor, Mr. Kevin Ryan Sr., what has inspired you about your father? What role has your father played in your life to be the young lady that you are right now? What advice has he given you as a father? Because he don't just carry a title. He's your father.
Yes, he is. And he's pretty active too. So my dad has always inspired me in the sense that he is so hardworking. My mother is too, but my dad is really hardworking. And he doesn't make excuses for his faults. You know how a lot of us will make an excuse for something that we've done wrong, or make an excuse for something that should have happened but it didn't. My dad doesn't make excuses for that, and he's always taught me, you know, to own up to what it is that you do and take responsibility for your actions, and just to mean whatever you do, whatever you do in that moment, mean it, you know. And he's taught me the value of working. Taught me the value of work, and to just be very responsible and accountable for the things that I do. And that's like one of the greatest lessons that he's taught me, because it's easy to make excuses. It's very easy to make an excuse for something, like, all the time. And I learned that in college too, because there's no one on your back telling you, do this, do that. You know, your mom or your dad is not there anymore with you to be on your case. So it's easy to not do something and to make an excuse for it. But ultimately, my dad has taught me that, you know, just own up to it, make right your wrongs, and work hard. You know, you can achieve anything. Just work hard and work at it. And that's one of the biggest lessons that he taught me.
Okay. I got one more question for you. And this is going to blow you out the wall. When I think about your cousin, who I admire, who I think is one of the greatest role models that God has made on this planet, and when I think about the Diamond Mosby, how has she impacted your life? Because she had to play a role somewhere in your life, because just the mind that she got, and my sister Tina that's listening, she would say, when I mentioned the diamond, she would say, that's an educated sister right there. And I want to know How has she inspired you? How has she inspired you?
Oh, wow. This could go on forever. LaDiamond is definitely amazing. She is amazing. You're right. She has inspired me plenty when it comes to going to college, because LaDiamond was my immediate cousin that was always, like, around. So for me, she was kind of the first. Although she was not the first, she was, for me, the first, because she was my immediate cousin that was always around. So she was the first to go to college, and she was the first to invite me, personally invite me, to her college campus. Time she was at Grambling State University. I believe that's a black college. So she had invited me there, and that was the first time I got to experience being at a black college, being in a real college setting, because I was there for about like a week or two. So I really got to see the full-on, like, experience before I was able to apply to any colleges, because I think at that time I was in, like, 10th grade. So it was like, a wow moment for me, because it's like, wow, she's in college. You know, I want to do this. This is fun. She was able to give me that experience that would drive me or further motivate me to want to go to college, specifically a black college, because honestly, I was not, like, I didn't even know what a black college was. Let me just be quite honest here. I did not know what a black college was. I didn't even know what the term HBCU meant. I didn't know what that was. I'm just like, what is this? You know, what's going on? All I knew was, you know, the Ivy Leagues, like Yale and Harvard and, you know, USC and things like that. So I was exposed to HBCUs, which was good, and that's kind of what shaped my decision about going to Tuskegee University. But in that, I was able to experience what it really felt like to be this unique, well, not unique, of the crowd, because when you've grown up, and my mom, I'm so thankful that she's always placed me in private schools, I was around a lot of diversity, you know. So I was around a lot of Caucasians, you know, Asian Americans, and, you know, just other races. And that was also a blessing. However, it does help you to build character, and it definitely makes you strong being in those settings, because you are the minority, and your uniqueness, and when I say uniqueness, I mean being an African-American female, that was your uniqueness at those places. So I was always the black girl that was at school. I was never just Paige at a good school, you know? So I was able to see that when I had went to Grambling, that, what, it's okay to be black, you know, it's okay to be an African-American female, it's okay to wear my natural hair, it's okay to party and to study and to be amongst other African-American people who are doing great things, you know. It wasn't always just, when I had went to Grambling, I saw that it wasn't just the Caucasians or it wasn't just the Asian-American people who were excelling, you know. I got to see something else, like, wow, look at all these young African-American people that are trying to pursue something further than themselves. You know, they're here at this school, they're also having fun, they're making good grades, they're studying, you know. It's just like a whole culture within an HBCU, and that is what kind of inspired me to want to go to a black college, and I'm so grateful that Diamond has given me that experience. And also, she's inspired me to want to help the community. I'm sure she talked a little bit about her tree lot when she was on the show. She's had a tree lot, toy drives, and, you know, prom dress drives, and she does so many things in the community to impact the people in the community. You know, she sows into the community and she gives it back. And to me, that's very important. For someone to do something like that out of the kindness of their heart and not gripe or feel bad or really overextend themselves because they're so selfless and they want to give back to their community, which is very mm-hmm. important to me. And it kind of made me think, like, what can I do in my community? You know, I'm not in L.A. anymore. I'm in Atlanta. And so I just think, like, what can I do? What can I do? And it just kind of inspired me to want to be in different areas of the community where I can use my talents. And one of my talents is makeup. I'm really, really good at that. So I've been kind of trying to get into, like, see where nonprofits might need me in, you know, in that area. For instance, if there's people helping with cancer patients that have lost their hair, I know that plays a big role on your self-esteem, and that plays a big role on how you portray yourself physically. And for me, makeup can make a woman feel feminine, can make her feel beautiful. And what I try to do is reach out to different people to see if, you know, I'm needed in those areas. And I'm always, you know, my friends will tell you I'm always willing to lend a helping hand when it comes to makeup, because I want to add in that way. You know, people have different gifts. God gives people different gifts, you know. And diamonds was that, and I'm trying to also use my gifts to impact the community positively, and also to show young women what they can do in their community. It just takes one person. It takes one person to believe so heavily in themselves and to believe in their community and to believe that they are able to change something, somebody. You know, it starts with you. So she's definitely inspired me to take a risk and to just step out on faith. Very important to do that. So she's definitely had an impact in my life, like, for sure. When it comes to education, of course, and when it comes to sewing into the community, like, heavily, heavy emphasis on that. But yeah, La Diamond is great. She has an amazing story. I urge everybody that's listening, if you have not heard her story, go tune into that. It was great. So, she's definitely.
At this time, we're going to take a commercial, and then we're going to come back.
Yeah, we'll take a quick commercial page, and then when we come back, I want to ask you to give you a chance to think about it, some questions about, I want you to talk about the adversities and the things that you had to go through to get your master's, because I do want to let you know you are within the top 20% of America, who only 20% of the population in America actually have a master's degree. So you have done something amazing. And I want you to think about that. I want you to share with our listeners about the adversity and the things that you had to push through to get where you wanted to be today in your life. So when we come back, we'll talk about that.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the Prophetic Hour with Pastor Chris and our special guest, Paige. I do, before we get to the next question that we have for Paige, I just want to let you know about Punch TV Studios and opportunities that you have to invest with us. Our CEO, Joseph Collins, will be in the Chicago market this weekend to talk about Punch TV and what we're doing. Punch TV is opening opportunities for churches and investors to invest in our studios at $1 per share. We are also the only, I want to say that again, the only African-American-owned media company to be offering IPO shares to the public and also offering them to churches and congregations. Our CEO, Joseph Collins, is the first pastor to make that available to give our communities and churches the opportunity to operate debt-free and create generational wealth. So if you have any questions, please go to our website at punchtvstudios.com and you can find more information about Punch TV and the opportunities and investments that we are doing across the country. Before we went to commercial break, I asked Paige to talk about the different adversities and the things that she had to go through to get to receive her master's degree, because a lot of people don't know that only 20% of the American population actually have advanced degrees, and that number is a lot smaller when it comes to African-American minorities across the country. So, Paige, I just want you to talk about or elaborate the things that you went through and how you pushed, because it could be some people listening on the phone that, you know, are thinking about going to school or thinking about going to graduate school, but this needs that testimonial to encourage them to get to that next level where you're at.
Yes, absolutely. So it's definitely not easy, you know, it's definitely not easy at all, but it's doable. So just because it's not easy, it is definitely doable. So anybody listening, I want you guys to know it is possible. So some of the things that you have to pray for is resiliency, because there's a lot of times where because getting into grad school, you have to do a lot of testing, you know, GREs, SATs, ACTs, different tests, you know, see where you are and how proficient you are and if you'll be able to sustain the curriculum that they give you in graduate school. So those tests have to be studied for. You have to be very self-disciplined when it comes to studying for those, because those scores, although they don't, in my opinion, don't embody who you are as a person or who your character is, when it comes to schools, you're just a piece of paper, honestly, and the numbers are on that paper define how intelligent you are to those people who are reading over your applications and reading your test scores and just seeing where you are, where your strong points are. So it's important to aim for success when you're taking these tests, and it's important to remain very disciplined, because it is easy to fall off because there isn't anyone telling you and pushing you to go. You're pushing yourself. So it's how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it for yourself? So self-discipline is very big when it comes to applying to grad school and actually being there. Actually being in it, whoa, I mean, that requires so much self-discipline and so much self-determination, because honestly, you have to want it more than they don't want you to have it. You have to want it,
wow,
like,
wow,
really bad, because it's, the system is designed to break you, and you will be, I was broken, you know, they, not just Tuskegee, I'm sure it's any graduate school program, but it will literally break you down to, and I'm in the medical profession, so this is what I'm going to make an analogy to. It will literally break you down to the skeleton in your body and to the bones literally being laid on the floor, and we have a bunch of bones. But it will also give you so much character and build you so so much that you will be able to pick yourself up, gather yourself, and transform yourself into this strong individual who is determined and willing and can do it. So you just have to know that you can do all things through Christ. You can be that person that gets to the finish line, and it's not easy at all. It's really not easy, but you have to push yourself, and you have to be self-determined, and you have to know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It may look very, you know, dim from where you are. it looks dim. It looks like the tunnel is, like, so far away. However, the light is definitely there at the end, and once you reach the finish line, it's just like, wow, I've made it. And in this time, I've learned so much about myself. I've built so much character. I've learned to work with people. One thing Tuskegee has definitely taught me is life lessons. Like, it helps you to perform to your full potential in the actual real world. You have to deal with so many different people. You have to deal with so many different attitudes. You have to deal with a lot of things at you, you know, that can take you off of your rocker. A lot of things can take you off and completely make you go outside of your character and do things that, you know, that you probably shouldn't or wouldn't want to do. But you have to stay strong, and you have to know that all things are possible and that you can do all things. And despite the situations that are placed in your life, or despite what the adversary might send to distract you, you have to stay focused. You have to be determined. You have to be driven. You have to want it really bad. You have to, this is the biggest thing, you have to pray. My faith is Christianity, so that's the person I pray to God, and it's what keeps me strong. I mean, meditate, pray, push, you know, push more than anything.
Okay, let me ask you a question. And when you were dealing with, it's like, when you were dealing with, like, it was like skeleton bones, it reminded me of a sermon that I preached at in Compton for the late overseer Myron B. Cotton. Made me remind me of a text in Ezekiel when he was dealing with the valley of the dry bones, number 37, Ezekiel chapter 37. And the text came to me was, nothing move until you speak. And Paige, when I hear you speak, the Lord is telling me to tell you that there's greatness deep down inside your spirit, and he got more in store for you. But also the Lord is telling me to tell you that there's a book that you're going to begin to write.
There's
a book that you're getting ready to write. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said that he's setting up a platform for you, because there's more places that you got to go, more destinations that you got to fulfill. You wrapped up in destiny. You wrapped up in purpose. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the Lord said it's more to your story. You ain't told all your story.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of your story is going to be placed in a book. Mm-hmm. Because you got a heart. The type of heart that you got is that you don't like to see people hungry. It's like it literally makes you cry. Mm-hmm. The people
yes.
that you encountered at the people that you encountered at the university that you graduated from, you was wondering why is all these people coming to me? Because number one, they were drawn by your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, I don't know nothing. If the Lord don't tell me nothing, I'm gonna get off this telephone. but I want the Lord has allowed me to encourage you right now. To tell you he's getting ready to blow your mind. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Ooh.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Mm-mm.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Mm-mm.
You ain't seen nothing yet. He's setting you up. Today is a setup. Because today it's going to open more doors for you. Mm-hmm. Because your voice needed to be heard. Mm-hmm. Today is a setup. You're on the prophetic hour, but it's a setup. Mm-hmm. Because what you prayed for, God is asking. I feel him today. I feel God today. I just feel him today. I feel him today. God is answering your prayer. But he keeps telling me, tell you to encourage you. The Lord is keep telling me to encourage her, that he got more in store for you.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, my. He's going to take the pressure from off of your shoulders. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, both said. And God said, worry not to what I'm getting ready to do in your life. Your life has already been mapped out. Your life has already been mapped out. See, when you was in your mama's womb, you was already going to college. Mm-hmm. But God was just preparing you. See? So everything that you went through and what you faced, God already knew it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He can set the platform for you. And this is a question I want to throw at you right now. And the topic is, let's keep it real, okay?
Okay.
I want to ask you, a lot of people will use that statement, let's keep it real. But people have to understand that you can use the word, but action got to be behind that word. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree.
Okay. To what point do you agree?
I agree because authenticity is so important. And I'm going to get spiritual when I say this because God did not make one person like anybody else.
Okay.
Whether you're a twin, whether you're, you know, whatever, God did not make not one person like someone else. So when I say keep it real, I mean be genuinely who you are.
Okay.
That's the best person you can be. It's the easiest person you can be because, I mean, it's yourself. So
Amen.
When I say that, I mean just genuinely be who you are, and I promise you I feel like it will make you get further in life because you don't have the same quality and the same asset that this person has. Yes, you see that people like what this person has, but you don't know what you can bring to this entity or wherever you are or in this space or in this season. You don't know what you can bring if you're not yourself. You don't know that one thing that you have that nobody else has could be the light for you. That could be your moment. You know, that could be why people gravitate towards you because you were 100% yourself in that moment. That was all you. And you never know. Your reality, your realness, your story could be that inspiration for somebody else. That person can feel like, I'm not alone in this, or it's not just me. You know, this person also experiences this, or this person also has that. So when I say let's keep it real, let's just get down to what it really is, because your realness can be the relating factor between you and somebody else. That could be a bond between you and that person. That could be you impacting that person. That could be you sowing into that person's life and giving them something to take out of what happened to you. You know, that could be shared experiences. You know, that's a way for people to cope with what they have going on. That can be the inspiring factor to set somebody apart from, you know, whatever iniquities they have. You know, I feel like just realness is it's the best thing you can do for yourself. It's the best thing you can do for society. It's the best thing you can do for your community. You know, it's just to be who you are 100%.
Okay. I gotta drop another spin on you. I like to do another spin. Okay.
I'm ready.
I like to do another spin. I like to get a little swag in this one right here. When I think about Gwen Mosley, I think about Tina Mosley. When I think about them, I look at them as I highly respect them because they're being mothers to their children. I respect them. When you look at Stone, how he's in Alabama State College, and you look at Emma, which I'm trying to get her. I'm trying to get her on the show.
I'll reach out to her. Let her know.
Yeah, please reach out to her. Please, I need to get her. She got a story to tell, and I must, with an urgency, get her on it because she got a story to tell.
Younger sister.
Who is your younger sister?
Kennedy Sylvester, she's currently at Tuskegee University. You know, that's my little legacy there at Tuskegee. So,
How old is she? How old is
she's
Kennedy?
19.
And how old are you?
23.
Okay. Kennedy, I don't know why I forget Kennedy because I remember when your mother had her hair shop in Englewood. Your mother used to do my hair, and I remember when she used to run around the shop.
Yes, that's little Kennedy. Yeah. She's all grown up now in college.
I remember Kennedy. I would never forget her. reason why I put out Emerald and I put out Stone and your sister, okay, as you being 23 years old, what advice would you give them as they pursue in college now? What advice would you give them with dealing with temptation? Because they're going to have to deal with some temptation. Stone going to have to deal with temptation, you know, because you got all different types of women that are up in that college. And Emerald going to have to deal with because you got all different types of boys up in that college. So what advice would you give them with dealing with temptation? Because a lot of people go to college, but they don't talk about the temptation behind the scenes. So what advice would you give them?
Wow, that was a sin.
Yeah, I got to give it to you. You got to just keep it real, and that's what we do. We don't bite our tongue or cut no corners on this show. We transcend here. We transcend.
Oh, for sure. Temptation.
The diamond should have told you about me. She should have told you. I keep it real. 100.
Oh, no, she should have. Temptation is it is not sent by the Lord. I just want people to know that, because God is not gonna tempt you to doing something that you know you should not be doing. But it's around us every day. Even me as a young woman who's still growing, I'm still very stricken by temptation. You know, there's things that I'm like, what glitters ain't always gold, you know. So with them, I would just say it's very important to know who you are, to know yourself, to know your worth, and it's cliche too, but add taxes and values to it, because when I say this, I mean in a sense of temptation can lead you into situations that can deter God's plan for you. You may do something, and in that moment, it was tempting. It looked good, and it looked nice, and it, you know, felt nice, but that's not what was – it wasn't for you to do that. So now we have to go on a detour, because you messed up in this area. And it's because temptation made it look like it was something. You know, that's why they say don't judge a book by its cover, because you never know what's underneath that cover. So just because something looks good, it's very important to stay headstrong and to stay praying and to stay just content with who you are and just to know what you want and to know who you are, because a person who knows themselves isn't going to give so easily into temptation. You get what I'm saying? So I just feel like, because there's always, like, even parties, you know, you're at parties and it's very tempting, you know, to pick up that cup, you know, and drink, but you have to think of the after. You have to think of the aftermath.
That's the truth. Tell the truth.
Yeah, I mean, we're keeping it real, right? So, you at this party, you know, they throwing around drinks and bottles and all this other kind of stuff, and you take that drink, and next thing you know, you're the one on the floor passed out with pictures of yourself circulating around the college campus, and now you're embarrassed, and now it's hard for you to run for vice president or Mrs. ASU or Mr. ASU or Mrs. Tuskegee or, you know, something very important to you that you wanted. That now it's, you have to do a lot of explaining, because you made that wrong decision and you weren't thinking about your future. You were thinking about what felt right now or what was tempting at that moment and what you gave into. You gave into temptation. You know, the adversary, he came and he put it in your face. He dangled it, you know, and sometimes he doesn't put it there in the form of obvious. He puts it there in disguise, and you fell for it. So now you have to figure out, how am I going to get what I want now? How am I going to go forward? Because now I have this past, I have this thing over me that's hindering me, because I'm embarrassed at this point. You know, and I've seen situations like that where people mm-hmm. have really wanted something really bad in college, whether it comes pledging for sororities, fraternities, running for vice mm-hmm. presidents of offices of, you know, trying to run the campus mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I've seen it, you know, how people make the wrong decision. They fell into temptation and they had pictures of themselves circulating around the campus. And it's embarrassing. You know, teachers see it, professors, the president of the school, like it gets around quickly, and it's embarrassing. And I just tell them, I would just want them to be very headstrong. I want them to mm-hmm. be just know who they are, you know, and just think about their future. I know that it's important to live in the moment, because we do have to savor the moments, you know, the good moments. But we also have to make decisions that aren't going to backfire on us in the future. You know, so I just encourage them to be very smart and to really kind of, you know, pray for discernment, because it's important to know what decisions to make, and it's important to not fall into temptation so heavily, because it's easy to do it. I mean, even now, me, even my mom, you know, even my dad, you, us, everybody, we're all faced with temptation all the time, and we have to be very strong-willed and strong-minded to say, no, I'm not going to do that, you know. This is not for me. I'm not going to do this, you know. So I just really encourage them to be very headstrong and to just know who they are and what they want out of life and out of their futures.
Yep. Look, we're going to take a quick commercial break real quick. And Paige, to wrap things up, if you could tell our listeners and our viewers to what are your plans and career goals, and what you're planning to do in your field. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with Pastor Chris in the Prophetic Hour and our special guest, Paige. Before we went to a commercial break, I asked you a question about talking about what your career goals is and what you plan to do, because obviously you've had an excellent start, 23 with a master's degree, and a lot of people can't say that. But so
now,
we'd just like you to talk about some of your career goals and things that you want to do, and how what you plan to do to give back to your community.
So I have an occupational therapy degree, and I plan to have that as a lifelong career, but I want to amp it up, you know. I want to take it further than just here where I am. I want to expand and go to, like, third world countries. I want to go to, like, Thailand and Africa and different places and take my skills, the skills that I have, and to those countries, and just allow other people to get the American experience, you know, because a lot of people say that American education is one of the best. So if I could go to those different places and help those people there, that would be so fulfilling to me, like so fulfilling to me. I would just love to go over there and help those people. But my goal in life is to give back and to serve. And I know, Pastor, you know that in the Bible it says that Jesus, he was the Son of God, but he came to serve, you know. He came to serve. He was here to serve, and I just want to carry out the works of God, and I just want to serve his people. Ultimately, that's what I want to do with my life. I think that will bring me so much happiness and so much fulfillment. All I ever saw was people serving. You know, my Nana, I'm sure everybody from Venice knows Miss Daisy May, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I would see her, my mom, and, you know, my Nana passed when I was younger, but I do remember some of her, and I have heard plenty of stories. You know, from my auntie Cynthia, that you guys know. I've just seen all of them always serving somebody else. You know, my mom, she's always taking people in. She's always, you know, when people were, you know, at their low points. And so did my grandmother, Miss Daisy May. She always took people in. She's always fed, you know. One thing about my auntie Cynthia Mosley is that she gives through food, you know, and that's amazing. She will always feed people, and, you know, anything she has, she will give it in the form of feeding somebody, and that's one way that you can serve. My mom, she's always taking people in, which is a reflection of my grandmother, you know, Miss Daisy May. She's always taking people in and gave them shelter and didn't make their situation more complicated than what it was. You know, she did it gracefully, and she did it out of the kindness of her heart, and that also inspired me to, you know, want to do more when it comes to helping my friends or helping people who need me. Because you never know why God put you in somebody else's life, or you never know why, you know, someone else is placing your life, because your purpose for that moment could be to serve or to help, you know, to help somebody. And that's what I want to do, and that's why I chose a profession in the medical field, because ultimately I wanted to help. I just want to help. I want to help in any way that I can, and it's further than physicality. I just want to. It makes me feel good, you know, to help somebody else, to see somebody else smiling, to see that somebody else is comfortable, despite their situation, you know, because I played a part in helping them, you know. So it just makes me very happy, and that's what I want to continue to do, whatever way I can, whether it's through makeup, whether it's through occupational therapy, whether it's to getting somebody, you know, healthy again with a team, you know. So, and to give, even now speaking, I hope there's young people listening, and I hope that my story has definitely, you know, sewn into your life a little bit, and that it inspired you to just, you know, get up and do something positive for yourself, or to believe in yourself, because ultimately that's what I want people to do, is believe in themselves, because everything is possible. Anything is possible. All things are possible, you know? And you just have to have a passion for everything that you do. No matter how small somebody else may think it is, if you're very passionate about it and you believe that it can happen, then it's going to happen. And I just want people to be inspired to reach their goals and to believe in themselves. That's one of the hardest things to do, is to believe in yourself. You know, everybody around you can see your potential and can see that you're somebody, but it takes you to look in the mirror and tell yourself that I can do this, I'm capable. And you know, just go out and do it. And I hope that I've lend myself enough so that people can be inspired to work hard and to do what they have to do, and to know that the journey is not easy, but it's definitely possible. And ultimately, I hope this answers your question, but I just want to help. I am a helper, so I just want to help however I can, whenever I can. I'm willing and able to do so. As long as God gives me breath in my body, I want to do that.
Praise God. I just got a text from a lady all the way in Mississippi named Patricia McKnight. She told me that you have inspired her. She's all the way in Mississippi, just texted me.
Wow.
Told me you inspired her. But I want to put another spin on Daisy and Jamaica, but we can't forget about Miyoko. We can't forget about Miyoko, because she raised her too. But I want to say this about me, Jamiko, Nikki Parker. We all grew up at the New Bethel Baptist Church in Venice under Pastor Reese. And one thing I loved about Daisy, one thing I loved about her is she kept us in line. She used to pull my ears. And she kept me in line. But I loved it because she was a businesswoman. And she kept it real. She didn't bite her tongue. She didn't cut no corners. She didn't care if you had your parents sitting next to her. If she told you to be quiet, she meant it. And and that's why I'm the preacher that I am now, because she pulled my ears. You know, and I want to say this to you. And I want to say, I forgot to tell Gwen this, and I forgot to tell Diamond this. The day that Gwen gave a fundraiser for her son Stone, do you know the door for Punch TV opened up for me?
Wow.
I went down there and sold a seed for him to go to college. And I meant to tell Gwen that the door opened for me for Punch TV. That's my testimony. Anybody that sold in life of Stone, you watch the blessing that's going to come behind it. And that's why I want to say to Gwen Mosby, I love you from the bottom of my heart, because God opened the door for me to Punch TV. He opened the door for me. And you know what? We can't forget about Karen Fote. We can't forget about Kadrea Fote. And we cannot forget about Danaya. Because if I don't mention them, I'm going to have a problem.
Yes, my family. Hey, you guys.
And I need to get Karen Fote, I need to get Kadrea, and I need to get Danaya. I need to book them on the show too, because I want them to tell their story too. You know, because we cannot forget about Mother Jessie Dixon, who played a tremendous role in my life. You know what I'm talking about? She stayed on me too. You know what I'm talking about? But I want to say this to you, Paige. I want to say this to you. Whatever you do in life, I want the best for you. I want you to succeed beyond your expectation. And always remember, when you put your name on the line, when you put your name on the building, you put your reputation on the line. That last name that you carry, it means something in Venice. That name is just, your last name is just not any old name. That name went through some struggles, went through some battles. So the name that you carry means something. So represent that last name that you got, represent it well.
Yes.
And I want to encourage you.
I hope my grandmother is listening. I want to thank her so much. She's been a strong woman in my family. My granny, Verlene Rising, she just turned 100
All
years
right.
old 2 weeks All ago.
Right.
So
All right.
I'm very grateful for her. My auntie Stacy.
Your grandmother, who's 100 years old, that's your daddy's mom, right?
Oh, my great-grandmother. It's my dad's grandmother, Verlene Wright.
Oh, she made 100 years old?
Yes.
Okay, so Joshan was there too. Go ahead. I'm sorry for cutting you off. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. And I also want to thank my auntie Stacy. She's amazing. My Nana, my dad's mom. Miss Ira Riven, just such a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal woman. And I'm so grateful for her. My family has definitely been through some stuff, like everybody else's family, but at the end of the day, we're a great family. And I'm very grateful for them, and I'm so grateful that my mom was able to expose me to life outside of Venice, California. Don't get me wrong. Venice,
mm-hmm.
California is a very beautiful place. I advise anybody who has not been to go and check out our amazing beaches, the art, the food, everything. It's just so much in Venice that can enlighten you and open your eyes. I'm so grateful for where I come from, and I'm so grateful that I'm a product of where I've come from, and I'm so grateful that I was also able to be exposed to different areas of the world. And I'm so thankful that you had me on this show. God bless you so much. Thank you.
You can't get off this radio without giving your cousin a birthday shout out, because your cousin's a king. He just had a birthday.
I'm sorry?
Your cousin just had a birthday, king. He just had a birthday. He made 3 years old?
Yes. Happy birthday, Kingston.
Kingston.
The royal
yeah.
one. We call him the royal one. Happy birthday, Kingston.
Yeah, girl. See, he deserves it. He now, I'm going to tell you about that young man real fast. That young man, what I consider him, he's a young man of wisdom. That the mind that he got and the idea that he got, it's amazing. Because I know when I look at him, I say, God got his hand on that young man. That young man's life is already destined. You know what I'm talking about? And when I see the Diamond Mosley, how she raised him, it's amazing. To what
Isn't
the
it?
Stuff that comes out of it's amazing to what come out of his mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I commend her. I you know what I say? The Spirit gave it to me yesterday. Spirit gave it to me yesterday that LaDiamond Mosley is on her way to the White House and she don't even know it.
I hope so. That'll be something for me to brag about. I hope so.
I'm telling you. Go ahead.
I also just wanted to give an early happy birthday shout out to my mom because her birthday is next week, September 5th. So everybody make sure they go and spread some birthday love to Miss Jamiko on her birthday. So, yes.
Okay. Let me just do this real fast. We're going to give a shout out to Johnny Jameson on Mile 19. His show coming on Inspired Television from 8 p.m. East Coast time, 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Standard Time. Johnny Jameson, Gerald Jameson, April Jameson, and Tiffany Jameson, Makai, and Khalil, and Kennedy. Want to give you a shout out. Just want to give a shout out to Jamiko. Jamiko, we love you. We appreciate you. You used to do my hair, but you don't do my hair no more, but I still love you. And next year, Paige, next year, my family, we will be having our family reunion in the ATL, the Miley family. We'll have our family reunion out there. And it'll be my first time going to the ATL. I don't know nothing about it, but it's going to be a blessing, you know. But
For sure.
Give a shout out. We only got 2 minutes. Give a shout out to your dad again. Give a shout out to him again.
Absolutely. Dad, I hope you are listening. I just want to shout out to my dad. He's amazing. He always has been. He's always shown very good seasons to my life. And I just want to shout out to all the other dads, too, that are really a part of their children's lives, especially mine. So, hey, Dad. Hey. And also want to shout out to my Skiggy fam and my Instagram and Snapchat family who are watching me or listening to me. I'm sorry. Hey guys, thank you for tuning in.
All right, you have listened to the prophetic hour, a talk show with my special guest Paige. We thank God for Paige. We want the best for Paige, and we know God is going to use Paige in a tremendous way. The best is yet to come. But Paige, I want to give you Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, that he will do exceedingly, abundantly, all that you can ask or think. That's the scripture that you stick with. Stick with that scripture.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh, God, I sense it. And watch what God
and Paige,
do in your life.
Yeah,
on behalf of Punch TV Studios, we want to thank you for also coming on the show. You were excellent. I believe that you inspired a lot of people today. We have to invite you back once you start doing your world traveling and doing the things that you talked about doing today. But I do want to let our listeners know that you can tune in on Thursday noon, this the same time with Pastor Chris, and he will be doing the prayer line. The number that you can call in is 657-383-1974. Once again, the number is 657-383-1974. Pastor Chris will be here the same time, the same man with the same anointing, coming back to you on Thursday to be praying for the saints of God. So if you have any prayer needs or any concerns, please feel free to contact us. And on behalf of Punch TV Studios, we want to say have a blessed day, drive safe, and have a fantastic Labor Day weekend. God bless.